Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ever find yourself wondering what kids are up to these days? What's grabbing their attention?
Absolutely.
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into The Juice.
I love that.
It's that popular educational app that's basically like a kid-friendly newsfeed. We're going to see what stories are sparking conversations and maybe learn a thing or two ourselves along the way.
You know, it's funny, actually, when my niece asked me about climate change the other day, it made me realize just how important it is to know what kids are engaging with these days. They're thinking about these big issues and forming their own opinions.
For sure. Okay, so let's jump right in and see what The Juice has in store for us today. The first story that caught my eye is about China. They've just launched the world's largest offshore solar power plant.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
This massive structure just floating on the ocean, generating enough energy to power millions of homes.
That's a game changer. China is already a leader when it comes to solar energy, and this move just solidifies their position globally. I mean, it's like they're running a marathon while everyone else is still stretching.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Right.
It makes you wonder where the U.S. stands in all of this. We're investing in renewable energy, but are we doing enough to keep pace with these advancements?
It's a valid question, and you know, it's a great one to discuss with kids too, especially as they learn about climate change and the role technology plays in finding solutions.
Definitely. Imagine asking them, if you could design a city powered entirely by renewable energy, what would it look like?
I love that. You'd get some really creative answers, I bet.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's shift gears from the future of energy to something a little bit older. A lot older, actually. We're going back in time 35,000 years to Siberia.
Wow.
Where scientists have found a perfectly preserved saber-toothed kitten frozen in the permafrost.
Okay, so I read about this one. It's amazing how nature can preserve these ancient creatures. It's like a window into the past.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. And the details are incredible. This kitten still has its fur, its teeth, even its whiskers.
Yeah, it's like a snapshot from the Ice Age.
Totally. This story could be a great way to talk to kids about extinction and evolution. You know, like, what other extinct animal would you want to bring back to life and why?
Wow, that's a good one. It makes them think about the characteristics of different animals, their habitats, all that stuff. It's science and imagination all rolled into one.
All right, so let's move on to a story about a very current and complex issue. The Juice tackles the Israel-Hezbollah conflict. Of course, they present it in a way that's understandable for young learners, focusing on the recent ceasefire agreement.
Right. It's a very sensitive situation, but it seems like a positive step towards reducing violence.
Definitely. And the article mentions the role of the U.S. and France in mediating the ceasefire.
Oh.
Which I think raises a good question. How can different countries work together to resolve conflicts like this?
Yeah, you know, that's such an important conversation to have with kids. It helps them understand that diplomacy is a thing and that working together is often the best way forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so from global conflicts, we go to something a little more personal. The Juice features a quote today from Audre Lorde. It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences.
Wow, what a powerful statement.
Right.
And coming from Audre Lorde, it carries even more weight. She was an amazing woman, a poet, writer, activist, who wasn't afraid to challenge the status quo and advocate for social justice.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that message, you know, celebrating our differences is so relevant today. I think it's something we need to constantly remind ourselves of, and our kids.
Especially our kids.
Yeah, because they're still forming their own identities and understanding of the world.
Right. Imagine having a conversation about this quote with kids, asking them, what makes you unique? How can we celebrate each other's differences instead of letting them divide us?
Exactly. It's about fostering empathy and inclusivity, values that are so important for building a better future.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so let's move on to another story that really highlights the power of one person's voice.
Okay.
This one is about Naila Ibrahimi.
I think I saw that one.
She's a 17-year-old Afghan girl who's using her platform to empower other girls and women.
Wow.
even under the Taliban's rule, which we know is incredibly restrictive, especially for women and girls.
It's so inspiring to see young people like Nyla standing up for what they believe in, even in the face of such adversity.
It really is. And her story can resonate with kids on so many levels. I mean, imagine asking them, what are you passionate about? How can you use your voice to make a positive difference in the world?
It's about empowering them to be the change.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, and for our final story today, we're going to shift gears and delve into the U.S. political scene. This one focuses on scrutiny surrounding former President Trump's White House transition, mm-hmm. specifically the lack of transparency regarding his transition funding and the delay in FBI background checks for his nominees.
I remember that being a big deal at the time.
It was.
Yeah.
And it raises some important questions about accountability and transparency in government.
Absolutely.
Right. What happens when those things are lacking?
Exactly.
I think these are conversations worth having with kids, especially as they learn about civics and the importance of being informed citizens.
For sure. It's crucial for them to understand how our government works and why holding leaders accountable is so important, regardless of their political affiliation.
Definitely. So there you have it. A quick look at some of the stories that are making their way into young minds via The Juice today.
It's quite the mix.
It is. But what I find interesting is that these seemingly unrelated stories, they all touch on some pretty big themes. Leadership, resilience, using your voice, the importance of understanding different cultures and perspectives.
It's true. It's like they're all connected in some way.
And that's what I think makes this app so valuable. It's not just about delivering the news. It's about sparking curiosity and encouraging kids to think critically about the world around them.
And that's something we can all benefit from, I think.
Absolutely. A huge thank you to everyone for joining us today. We hope you found it insightful.
And engaging.
Absolutely. And remember, keep those conversations going. Keep asking questions. Keep exploring.
Because knowledge is power.
We'll be back soon with more deep dives into fascinating topics.
Until then, keep learning and keep growing.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.